The COVID-19 pandemic changed a lot of things in our world, and one of those things that hasn't gotten much attention is volunteerism. It's a brutal irony that as demand for nonprofit services increased, the number of Americans who volunteer has declined steeply. But even though the pandemic made things worse, a recent report by the Census Bureau shows that volunteering has been on the decline for the past 13 years. Now an effort to turn that around is gathering steam. Together in Service Los Angeles is a groundbreaking initiative with an ambitious goal. They want to log 25 million hours of volunteer service by 2029. The program will mobilize thousands of volunteers across the city to tackle pressing social issues, from feeding the homeless to mentoring at-risk youth. Participants in Together in Service want to help transform the city of Los Angeles, and along with it, the lives of those volunteers. We talk about those efforts. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. This is Fox 11 News In Depth. Inspired by the upcoming 100th birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King in 2029, a group of organizations have banded together to fulfill an idealistic purpose. Just as Dr. King's birthday has become a national day of volunteer service, the goal of Together in Service Los Angeles is to encourage volunteerism. And the initiative is bringing groups together to foster that effort. Their goal is 25 million hours of volunteer service by 2029. That is a crazy number of hours. I'm having a hard time getting my head wrapped around that. But joining us right now to help me with that is Victor Dominguez. He's the president and CEO of the YMCA of Metropolitan Los Angeles. Good to see you, Victor. Thanks for joining us. And tell us a little bit about this effort.
Well, it's great to see you as well, Hal, and thank you for having me here today. We are excited to launch Together in Service here in Los Angeles. It is inspired by the 8 other community-based organizations that have joined me and us as a coalition of organizations to be of service to others. We are also in partnership with Realize the Dream, which is a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Organization that is being supported by his son and the family in ensuring the fact that the spirit of volunteerism is seen every single day throughout the United States. But for us here in Los Angeles, we are planning every single month to have events, activities, so that all Angelenos could be of service to others.
You know, this has been a long-standing thing to do on Martin Luther King Day. And to volunteer your time to the community and to give of yourself. And so this is really taking that fundamental effort and sort of magnifying it, right? Mm-hmm.
It is. It's, you know, when we look at some of our community's most pressing needs and we really look to leaders to step up and to really look at how we address that, I see that it is the not-for-profit organizations that are truly the heart of community, and nonprofit organizations have the opportunity to transform communities through their networks, through their clients, through their participants in promoting volunteerism.
One of the things that I've learned a little bit about here in the last few days is that volunteerism is on a steep decline. And it's been that way for quite some time. And I'm wondering, and we'll get to some numbers later, but I'm wondering if your organization has experienced that decline of volunteerism.
We've seen the decline of volunteerism pre-pandemic. During the pandemic, stats have come out that volunteerism has been decreased. But I will tell you this. The power of individuals here in the local community of giving of themselves during the pandemic helped the YMCA of Metropolitan Los Angeles to stay open. Our 27 YMCAs felt its most impactful years, whether that be food delivery, whether that be vaccination, whether that be tutoring assistance. The spirit of volunteerism is truly here. It is now the responsibility of community-based organizations and of our leaders to promote and to provide people the opportunity to give of themselves.
It's a little rudimentary mathematics you and I did before the show. It looks like 1844 was the year the YMCA started nationally, 180 years old. Here in L.A., we're, what, 142 years old. How much of that time has been consumed by volunteer work and volunteer effort?
Well, we look good for 142 years, though, here at the YMCA. Not bad at all.
What are you drinking? What's in your water?
Oh, it's really good water here in Los Angeles that have allowed today the Los Angeles Y to be the oldest and largest youth and family serving not-for-profit
organization. But volunteerism.
You know, we were founded on volunteerism. So volunteerism is part of our DNA. We, as the Los Angeles Y, 142 years ago, and we look to the next 142 years, it will be built on the spirit of volunteerism. Today,
and so at your organization, what do these volunteers do?
Absolutely. Today, we have 11,000 volunteers that are part of the Los Angeles Y.
Right.
They participate in programs, services, activities, whether that be tutoring, whether that be home food delivery, whether that be through our civic engagement work. But every single day, there are volunteers at our 28 local YMCAs.
A lot of folks doing a lot of good work. But, you know, how will basically this Together in Service benefit Los Angeles and Los Angeles County?
You know, as a collection of organizations that are part of Together in Service, we have this aspirational goal of 25 million hours.
That's a lot of hours. You know, it's like, how do you get your head around 25 million hours?
Yeah. The way we do is that we're starting with 8 organizations. We'll be able to scale up with many community-based organizations to come on board.
When does the clock start?
The clock started January 1 of this year.
How many hours are collected so far?
So far this year, we're collecting that data. We're creating the systems and the infrastructures. And so right now, I would say out of the 25 million hours that is our aspirational goal, we're probably about a half a million.
Well, you know, if you just think of this show being a half an hour show, and then you talk about 25 million hours, that's something to get your head wrapped around. You know, we've heard, like I said, that volunteerism has taken a decline. Why the decline? But what does it take to turn it around the other way?
It's going to take leadership. It's going to take nonprofit organizations, again, in believing in being able to engage community members and to be able to create a sense of belonging, a sense of engagement, to give them themselves, to be supportive of those who may need a helping hand.
So the fundamental question there is, how do you do that?
Well, we do it first with leadership. We do it in regards to being able to inspire, to motivate our leaders, our organizations, our community to get involved, to stay involved, and to be a part of the solution of increasing volunteerism.
So with what we're talking about here, are there any special skills needed? What do volunteers have to be able to do?
I think the skills that are needed for anyone that wants to volunteer is that they have to have the passion of being able to give back.
Right.
The passion to be able to understand that they are being supportive to others, but also the awareness of where they feel they could be most valued or feel most valued.
And so I'm guessing there may be a website?
Yes, there is. It's at ymcala.org/together-in-service. And on that website, you'll see the organizations that are involved to this particular point. And we have monthly events. And so anyone can reach out at any time, and we will return their calls or messages.
All right, Victor Dominguez, thank you so much. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we take a look at how Together in Service can create positive change in challenging social issues and check out one of the organizations which is powered by the energy of volunteerism. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. We're talking about volunteering and the project called Together in Service. As we said, that project has a goal of 25 million volunteer hours by the year 2029, which would be Dr. Martin Luther King's 100th birthday. And joining us now is Robert Salcedo, president and CEO of Community Build. That's one of LA's oldest nonprofits. It was established after the 1992 riots to help rebuild South LA. And, you know, it's really good to see you. Thanks
yes,
so much
thank
for
you,
being
Al.
Here.
Yeah,
I remember that time so well.
Yes.
And how the community was shredded in so many ways.
Right.
It was organizations like yours that came to the rescue to try to build things back up again. But tell us a little bit about Community Build.
Certainly. So Community Build is a legacy nonprofit in South Los Angeles, over 32 years in business. We are a broad spectrum social service agency that provides everything from gang intervention, prevention, safe passage for schools, workforce and development, and housing development.
And when we do the math, you're well into your third decade.
Yeah, well into our third decade.
And so is the need now as great as ever, or, you know, have you accomplished so much that it's not as bad as it used to be?
Well, you know, with population growth in Los Angeles since that time, the need continues to grow.
It does.
Yes.
And so the kinds of things that you deal now when it comes to building and rebuilding the community are?
We provide, of course, free food. We have two new brands. Cure LA is one of them, which is a 21st century evolutionary approach to healthcare without walls.
Revolutionary.
That's right.
It's a mouthful.
Yes, it is. And the idea is the post-pandemic, there are a lot of people right now in there's 169 hospitals in Los Angeles County that are at capacity. And if they're filled with people who didn't get the care during the COVID period. And so we're there to provide street-level health care without walls and then redirect them.
And so let's talk about what is the role of volunteers in that framework?
In that framework, we have a number of partner agencies that come with volunteers and staff to help navigate the healthcare system, whether it's healthcare, mental health, vision, or otherwise. And so it's very vital that, you know, we could not survive, or the industry of nonprofits could not just survive, I should say, without volunteers. So I'm excited that we have a leader of leaders in Victor Dominguez from the YMCA who has helped put this together and pull what he feels are leaders like himself to come together and make this happen.
And what is the role of the volunteer in this scenario to you?
The role of the volunteer really is about social responsibility, right? I think someone said it's service is the rent we pay for living on Earth. And so we have to begin to think of our role as Americans, and Los Angelinos in particular, about how important a role we each serve to make this a great city.
If it's harder to find volunteers now, as we're hearing, and you're nodding your head, so
yes,
it is. What do you do to find these volunteers? I mean, they're out there. They're out there watching TV right now.
So we're doing it right now, reinvigorating people by saying there's an invitation to come put the best part of yourself to work for your fellow man.
And what would you tell those folks out there that are watching right now about getting involved, getting engaged?
I would say to get involved and get engaged is to be the hands of God, is to come out and live out your faith through service to everyone, find something that aligns with your passion, and get engaged.
Well, why are you involved?
I'm involved because I care about people. I'm involved because I see the hurt and how people have been hurt. I'm involved because it's been part of my entire life, both as a corporate person and as a volunteer.
You know, there are a lot of folks that have their own religions or do not subscribe to a particular religion. Do you have sort of a message for those folks with regard to, I mean, I know you mentioned the hands of God, but, you know, is there another message as well?
Well, the key message is this. We cannot live without one another. We need each other, and we need the working hands of everyone to make this city great.
It's quite a thought. You know, it takes me back to the 1992 riots and Rodney King.
Yes.
Can we all get along?
Yes.
And that really is part of this, isn't it?
That's exactly what this is. And when you think about that period of time and what happened post-riot and all the volunteers that came out, it was the volunteerism that actually made the key difference in getting us back to healing and moving people forward.
You're a little bit like me, although I've been your age several times. You get a little gray up there.
A little bit.
You remember the riots?
I do.
And what do you remember about the riots?
Oh, gosh. I remember the feeling of hopelessness. I remember volunteering and being on the streets. I remember getting shot at. I remember so many different things. But the thing that is most compelling to me is the post-riot. And that was watching people come together and sweep streets, rebuild, and seeing a new hope for tomorrow.
Have we come a long way since
then? We've come a very long ways, but we still have a long ways to go.
What inspired you? I mean, was it just really honestly seeing what was in front of your eyes?
I hate to see people suffer, and I can't complain about it, so I get engaged to participate in it. And much like Victor Dominguez, we have the same thought. You know, that's why I call him a leader of leaders, is because he doesn't like to see people suffer, so he reaches out to his friends like me to say, hey, let's make a difference.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes a village.
It does take a village.
Somebody once said.
Yes.
And you know, in that village, it takes leaders.
Yes.
So somebody's got to bring the sheep along, right?
That's exactly right.
But I think my sense is that, you know, this sounds like a very monumental task of how many millions of hours?
25 million hours is our aspiration.
And in how many years?
Five years.
Yeah.
We can get there.
You can?
Yes.
You're convinced, confident.
I am convinced. You know, we are a group of people who are used to going from a chicken to an egg overnight.
Oh, great metaphor. Website again is?
YMCA/Together in Service.
All right, very good. Thanks so much, Robert Salcedo.
YMCA.com/
Say it one more time.
YMCA.com/together in service.
We'll get it all right.
We'll get it all right.
Thanks for being with us. Coming up next on Fox 11 News in Depth, we all know that some parts of L.A. County are struggling more than others. And that's where the need for volunteers is felt the most. Up next, we talk to the representative for a group that focuses on Southeast L.A. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Thank you.
Thank you. There we are for a moment. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. The impact of Together in Service will be felt throughout communities in Los Angeles, and some of those neighborhoods in need of a little help can be found right in Southeast L.A. That's where our next guest, Dr. Wilma Franco, is focused on with Cella Collaborative. That is the organization she comes from. She's the executive director of that group. Welcome, Dr. Franco. Good to see you. Tell us a little bit about Cella Cooperative.
Yeah, so the Cella Collaborative, we're actually a network of organizations, of which, you know, Victor Dominguez, our colleague, is actually a founding member.
Now we heard from Victor and also our other guests that there are a number of different areas in which volunteerism is critically important. Talk about your area.
Yeah, so in our region, one of the reasons why we exist as a collaborative is because it came out of a lot of leaders that were volunteering to really bring attention and resources to the Southeast, which has historically been underserved and underutilized.
You know, we talk a lot about volunteers, and we think in terms of volunteerism being doing something for no money. But the reality is volunteers are critically important, and what they give and what they get in return is also valuable.
It is. And then so I think for us, right, as we continue to really focus on how do we bring other organizations, right, to really kind of help amplify these opportunities, a lot of us as our nonprofits rely heavily on volunteers, and they make such a huge impact, not only to how we sustain our work, but also to the community that we're servicing.
Well, what type of volunteers?
So, for example, I think, you know, early on, right, you mentioned COVID, and we saw a massive, you know, number of community come out when we were leading on the COVID vaccine distribution in the Southeast. And it was heavily done by volunteers that while we understand the risk of being out there, we also knew how important it was to make sure that our community was being vaccinated.
And talk about your community, Southeast LA. Talk a little bit about what's important,
yes,
what's needed there.
So in Southeast LA, I think this is an area that has been historically not resourced. And then so these are the cities near the 710, the 710 in Alameda, you know, Southgate, Bell Gardens. And then so these communities have historically not received a lot of attention, a lot of resources. And then so for us, we've seen a lot of that movement being done by volunteers, a number of organizations that are volunteer-led.
The program honors Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yes.
And I guess my question is, how are you inspired by Dr. King?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, Dr. MLK was an inspiration to many of us, right? Really thinking about what can you do for community? How do we look at not only our communities, but also our leaders and our places, right, in our society, right? And how do we leave them better than we left them, you know, that when we arrived? And so really thinking about how do we get back, as you mentioned, right? It's not just good for, you know, for people, but it's also good for us as volunteers.
How are you inspiring people to get involved?
Yeah, so I think we're bringing a region together. We cover 8 cities and 20 incorporated areas. So really thinking about regionally, how do we all come together to have a bigger impact collectively?
And when you come together, there's a certain energy, right?
Right.
And so we might call that the power of volunteerism.
Yes.
And what is that power?
It's the power of community. It's coming together and really giving back without really expecting anything in return, but knowing that there's a need and that we want to be supportive to those that live in our community and that need us at that moment.
You know, I've mentioned this a couple of times, and it's probably because I do find it a little mind-boggling and a little awe-inspiring, but the idea of 25 million hours in what essentially is about 5 years by
right,
2029. When you first heard that, what was your reaction?
I think it's an inspirational goal. It's meant to really kind of encourage us to go out there. I think we've seen, some drops in terms of people engaging, right, and doing and volunteering in different spaces. But I think it's inspirational. It's really thinking about there's so many opportunities that we can create.
So let's talk about that. I mean, there are folks out there right now that are watching you and me, and yeah. Let's do a little nudging out there. What would you tell them about getting involved with you?
Yes. So one of the things that we're working towards is our July river cleanup. So we know that the river is a space where a lot of our community utilizes it, but I think there's an opportunity to actually do more with that. So really thinking about our environment, how our environment is impacting our health and the quality of our lives. And then so for us is, you know, you give a little of your time to really make sure that not only you and those that are growing up in those community, but just anyone in that area.
But there may be people out there thinking, I really don't have the skills to do this. Would you push back and say, anybody can do this?
Yes, I think anyone can. I think a lot of us are so willing to, like, support and coach you. Honestly, it really requires you to just want to give back and really come out with this sense of, how can I be supportive in any area that we kind of need to do?
You know, it's a pretty exciting program. I will tell you, this is kind of all on first blush to me, but I think it sounds like it's got a lot going on, yeah. Got a lot of goals. What's the most exciting piece of this for you?
I think the most exciting part for me is seeing how community comes together, the power of collaboration, the power of really thinking about how do we help our neighbors and how do we help our communities? And so we would welcome you to come out.
Well, thank you very much.
Do that with us.
Well, I'll have to come out and sniff around, but do you want to give a website again?
Yes, so you can actually learn more at the ymcala.org website. So it's ymcala.org/ Together in Service.
Together in Service, okay. Dr. William Franco, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with this project. Sounds like a pretty interesting thing going on, and we'll continue to follow it. We'll be back with more on Fox 11 News in depth right after this break. Don't go away. And finally, if you want to hear or share an audio version of this program, check out my podcast. It's called What the Hal, and it's available wherever you subscribe to podcasts or just go to whatthehalpodcast.com. That's it for this week's Fox 11 News in Depth. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.